Welcome to the Moms Who Money podcast, where every week we chat about all things related to money, mom life, mindset, and spirituality. I'm your host, Eileen Joy, and I am a money and mindset coach for moms, teaching you how to confidently go from living paycheck to paycheck to making money easy. Money doesn't have to be hard. It is possible to break the chains, and I'm going to show you how. Get ready to join the Moms Who Money. Welcome back to the Moms Who Money podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. My mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back, invest with confidence, and set your kids up for life. I would be eternally grateful if you would please share this episode with your friends and family. The more shares and ratings and reviews that the show gets, the more the show will be shared by the algorithm with other women just like you. And if you've been enjoying the show, please consider giving a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. And if you listen on Apple, please leave a glowing review so that women just like you can find the show. Today, we're going to explore ways to save on one of the big three. Do you remember what the big three are? Housing, transportation, and food. So food, it's been a huge issue lately in my house and with most of my clients as well. And I'm sure that you're facing this issue too. I mean, how grocery prices have just gone through the roof, right? Food prices at the grocery store and at restaurants have just gone up so much that I don't even want to go out to eat anymore. It literally makes me mad when I go out to eat and I see the prices. One meal going out to eat would feed my son and I for over a week. I mean, I used to love going out to eat. Now, when we go, the service sucks and the food doesn't even taste that great most of the time. And it's really rare that if we get a server that even comes back to fill our water glasses and ask if everything's okay or if we need anything. And don't get me started on all the places now that turn that tablet around at the register expecting a tip. I mean, a tip? You mean you are hired to make my sandwich, right? Make my sandwich. You don't need a tip. That's your job. And you literally put a scoop of ice cream in a cup and now you want me to tip you. I mean, what? Don't get me wrong. I'm a great tipper. And I always have been, but only when a tip is necessary, right? And good service has been provided. And when I go out to eat, I understand the servers hardly make anything per hour and rely on their tips. But when you suck as a server, I'm sorry. No, you're not getting a good tip from me. I don't care. Honestly, do a good job and I'll tip you. I'm not going to spend the money that I worked my ass off for to go out for a meal and then overpay for and then be expected to tip the person who doesn't even care that I'm there? No, not happening. And ever since COVID, all the prices have gone up, way up, everything. Inflation has increased so much that people are now sadly living on their credit cards. You know how I love statistics. So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, prices have gone up 20% overall. And in areas like the big three, housing, transportation, and food, groceries, prices have increased even more. And I'm sure you've noticed this, right? One of my favorite stores is the Dollar Tree. And I love buying school supplies and birthday decorations and, you know, the Mylar balloons there. And everything used to be a dollar. And now prices start at $1.25 and then they go up to $5. I mean, it used to be called the dollar store. And now my son and I, we call it the dollar-ish store, right? The dollar-ish store, because it's not a dollar anymore. It's really sad. And even Trader Joe's, for the last 20 years, they've charged 19 cents a pound for their bananas, right? And now 20 years, and now they've gone up to 23 cents. I mean, that's a big change. And Costco, you know, we love Costco here. For the last 40 years, Costco has charged $1.50 for their hot dog and drink combo at their cafe. And you can still buy a hot dog at Costco at the same price that it cost back in 1985. Before the Great Recession, before the big housing crisis, before COVID, and also before this latest surge of high inflation. Now, Costco loses money on the hot dog soda combo, right? And also their $5 rotisserie chicken. But they're willing to absorb that loss in order to hopefully draw and retain customers. I highly recommend getting a Costco membership if you don't have one, especially if your kids are eating you out of house and home like my son is to me. I mean, sometimes I take him shopping with me and I get him a slice of pizza for $1.99 before we shop at Costco, and his belly's happy and I'm happy. And I'm especially happy because I'm getting great deals and spending way less than I would otherwise. I used to be extremely overweight as a child and as a young adult. And I still remember it when my doctor checked the box on my physical form that said morbidly obese. You know, there's like little check marks for normal weight, underweight, overweight, morbidly obese. That was me. I died inside that day. And it took me a while to come back from that. My mom had me on every diet that you could possibly think of since the time I was in elementary school. And she also seemed to love telling me how fat I was all the time and while she was shoving food down her throat. I was always on a diet, yet I never really knew how to eat healthy or live a healthy lifestyle. It wasn't until after I took control over my own body and my lifestyle that I was able to let go what I thought was right and then learn what was actually good for my body and my mind. And since then, I've lost 130 pounds over 20 years ago, and I live a healthy lifestyle now. I hardly get sick, and when I do, it really typically doesn't last very long. And I dove into the world of food and health for the last few decades, and I really learned how to heal my body. And really part of this is knowing how to save money on food while still being able to eat healthy so that I can feel great and keep the weight off. And I help my clients with this too. And so I want to give you my top tips for spending less on food while still being able to stay healthy. So you want to finish what you buy first. And what I mean by that is, if you think about, have you ever bought food that you only throw it out because it died in your fridge covered in fuzzy mold? I mean, I've had that happen, right? So if you remember in America, everything here is supersized. Everything, including our refrigerators. They've gotten bigger and bigger and bigger over the years. And so have our waistlines, right? And even in European countries, they have smaller fridges because they actually eat what they buy instead of overbuying and then throwing half of it away. It's like throwing money out the window at that point. So is your fridge so packed that you forget what you have in there? So what you want to do is start buying less at the store and eat what you buy before you add more. So in my house, we basically empty the fridge before we put more inside of it. You know, except the condiments and the door and all that stuff, right? So otherwise, the shelves are bare before our next shopping trip. So you want to figure out how to use what's in your fridge and pantry first so that you don't waste anything. And by doing that is planning your meals. So when you're building out your meal plan for the week, you want to be sure to look at your pantry and your fridge and really see what you already have, right? Because you only want to buy enough food for the week. And if you go grocery shopping more often and you only get what you need for a shorter period of time, you'll actually end up saving money and avoiding a ton of waste. Unless you go to Costco and you have to buy more. But since I'm the only one in my house that eats most of the produce, I started buying frozen. So I buy frozen fruits and frozen veggies. And I even when I buy fresh, I freeze a lot. So before it goes bad, I'll throw it in the freezer. So I freeze most of my bananas for smoothies. It even makes the smoothies taste better. And when I buy apples, I make sure that I eat one every day so they don't go bad. And I know that week, my fruit is going to be an apple, no matter what, because I don't want them to go bad. And I buy a bag at a time from Costco. It's enough for a week. Same with meats. I freeze them, right? You could buy meats once a month and then freeze and then use it as you need it, right? And as you get used to planning your meals ahead of time, it gets easier and easier and easier. And then by that time, you're able to create a system in your house that works for you and your family. And if you're single, or even if you're a single mom like me, you can just freeze more, right? Freeze more or just buy frozen. A lot of times when you buy frozen, already frozen, it will always cost less and last you longer. I love the 5-pound bag of frozen veggies and fruits at Costco. Everything seems to be 5 pounds. Sometimes it's 2 pounds, but still, that's a lot. So there's a huge bag of frozen organic green beans at Costco. I was buying the fresh ones. I think it was like a 2-pound bag, and it was the same price for the 5-pound frozen bag. So well, duh, right? Go buy the 5-pound frozen bag. Because I end up freezing a lot anyway. And a lot of times when you buy frozen, they actually freeze it at its peak freshness. So it's actually even healthier for you. You can get the frozen berries. Berries always cost more when you buy them fresh, but when you buy them frozen, they always cost less, and they last you a really long time. And if you have a big family, I mean, you already know that Costco is an amazing way to save money on food. I teach all my clients how to save money on the big three. Food is one of the highest costs that you have right now. And recently, while working with my client, Samantha, we were going over her food costs for the month, and she realized she was spending over $1,500 per month on just going out to eat. That did not include grocery shopping. And she had absolutely no idea that she was spending that much every month. So we got intentional with her money. And now she's able to invest most of that money every single month. And she's already saved over $10,000. And if you want results like this too, it's time to get in touch with me to discuss where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. I have helped so many women take their power back over their money and get their kids set up so that they'll never be confused about money. And it's time to just stop stressing about your money so that you could take your power back and invest with confidence and then set your kids up for life. So head over to my website, momswhomoney.com. Go ahead and set up a consultation to get started with private one-on-one financial coaching, or set up a 90-minute financial power session, and we'll laser focus on a specific area of your finances. Prep your meals to save money and time. Once a week, I prep all the sides and I marinate all the meats for my meals for the week. I have a bunch of homemade marinades that I whip up from scratch, and they're so delicious that my son begs me to make them. And it's so easy. You just pour some oil in a measuring cup, you add some yummy spices, you whisk it up, and you pour it over the chicken. And I put the chicken in a Ziploc bag, and then I put the marinade in it, I squish it up, put it on a plate, throw it in the fridge overnight, and cook it the next night. And it makes enough to last a week. It hardly takes any time at all. And it's such a hit at the dinner table. I also found a 5-pound bag, because you know me with my 5-pound bags, 5-pound bag of fire roasted veggies at Costco. Oh, they're so yummy. And it literally takes a few minutes. You just throw it in a pan on the stove, the little bit of oil, you heat it up real quick, and you can make a batch of quinoa, couscous, or rice, or whatever type of grain for the week. And you just leave it in the fridge, and it only needs to be quickly heated up. I also love the bulk bins. The bulk bins at my local Sprouts Farmers Market and the local health food store near me, they have awesome, awesome bulk bins. You can buy grains, spices, nuts, dried foods, so many things. And, you know, for most of these things, I only need a scoop or two at a time. And it's usually way less than buying an entire package that might spoil otherwise. I mean, it's happened to me before. Sometimes when I buy the huge package of things, it's too much. Right, if I can't freeze it. So that's when I go to the bulk bins and I just get a scoop or maybe two. And it's like a few bucks. And since I love to cook, I absolutely love to cook. I use a ton of spices and I just refill my spice jars that I have already. I don't have to buy new spice jars. You're really just paying for the glass, right? And I just get my spices from the bulk bins at my local health food store because you really only need a little bit to fill up those little glass containers. And you just save so much cash. And my son always tells me what an amazing cook I am. And you know what? And he's right. The food that we eat is always awesome. I have all kinds of recipes for marinades and sauces so that every day the same old chicken, it'll taste like something good, like a new meal, something new all the time. And we're not always eating the same thing. I even have this amazing peanut sauce recipe for Asian noodles or Italian meals, or I love to use chickpea pasta and really healthy ingredients that I could buy for less. And when I decided to take control of my health, I really found the love of cooking. It's funny because I love my cooking so much that I get disappointed when I go out to eat. Like the food when I go out to eat is not as good as the food that I make. And so then obviously I get mad because the food's not good, the service sucks, and I'm overpaying for the food. It actually makes me feel better to cook. And I love making my own food at home because I make it how I like it. And I know that the ingredients that I'm using are healthy and good, and there's no added crap. Plus, I always have something ready in the fridge. And that way, I don't have to make excuses to go out to eat. It's not necessary to go out to eat or even have food delivered because you're hungry and you've got nothing to eat, right? So when you plan your meals ahead, and yes, even your lunches, you can save thousands of dollars a year that you could use to save and invest with instead by bringing food with you to work instead of going out to eat or getting something delivered to the office. You get a cute little lunch box and you bring it with you. I even have a little cooler that I bring when I go out with my son and I know we're not going to be home in time for a meal. I just bring the little cooler, throw it in the trunk, and we know. We just plan ahead. And buying store brands, this is great too. According to Consumer Reports, they say that most store brands measure up to the name brands in both taste and quality. And they're actually 15 to 30% lower in price. And that same report said that a family of five can save over $3,000 a year just by making the switch to generic store brands. I mean, think about it. You can invest $3,000 extra dollars a year. That'll grow into hundreds of thousands of dollars later. And honestly, I buy mostly organic foods. And even the generic brands offer organic options for less. And it's way better than going to shop at Whole Paycheck, right? As we know as Whole Foods. I love calling it Whole Paycheck because let's be real. And believe it or not, Costco and Walmart both offer a really wide variety of organic options for a lot less. So I challenge you this weekend, go walk around Costco and Walmart and just go see what they offer. You don't have to buy anything. You could if you want, obviously, but just go look, right? Just go look and see what they have. And there's probably plenty of things that you might not have noticed before. Go look at the produce, go look at the frozen foods, look at the health foods, look at the meats. And always remember, you shop the perimeter of the store because that's where the freshest food usually is. You can save so much money when you start shopping intentionally. Make your own fun snacks. There's always a section in the supermarket and even at Costco where they offer like a done-for-you meal kit or like a done-for-you cut up fruits and veggies platter or tray. The fruits and the veggies and everything, they're already cleaned up, they're cut up and ready for you to just put together or just eat. Right? Or to just dip and eat, right? And anything that's wrapped in a package like that, it's going to cost you more. And what you're paying for, obviously, is the convenience of someone else doing the cleaning, the measuring, the chopping, and putting it all together. So if you take a little time and even have your kids help you, and you could make a fun game out of it, or even just spend quality time together, you could make your own fun snacks. You could make a fruit salad. You could make your own mini veggie trays to take to the office or when you're on the go with the kids at their school activities. When you plan ahead, you'll get even more time back by not having to sit in the drive-through lines at the fast food places and then finding time to eat and finding a place to go sit and going crazy trying to find food. You'll also end up eating healthier, and so will your kids. Letting them help you to prepare the snacks and the meals, it's so much more fun. And then they can even help to pick out what they want to eat. You can use reusable snack bags to pack the snacks. You'll help save the environment at the same time, right? You can just leave them in the fridge for a grab and go. And then ask your kids to help you measure and then put the pieces into the bags and help sort. Right? And the little kids, it's a fun game for them. They get to sort, right? And the older kids, they feel good because they get to choose what they want to eat and they help pack it with you, get to spend time with you. And it's really great because this helps them to learn valuable life lessons in the process. You can even make your own hummus. Hummus is so easy to make. And you could make huge batches at a time and leave it in the fridge and you can just make dips and use little containers and put the hummus in it and your veggies and stuff to dip. And it's so easy and yummy. I love hummus. It's one of my all-time favorite things to eat. And it will fill you up way more than chips or other crap. And it's way less expensive to make on your own. And definitely pay attention to all the meat prices. Meat is usually the most expensive item when you shop. Either find ways to reduce the amount of meat that you're cooking or look for bulk deals. So remember that you can always stash your extra meat in the freezer, right? And then you can just take it out when you need to cook it. So you can still find good cuts of meat for less at both Costco and also sometimes at Walmart. They've got some good meats. I don't like their chicken, but their beef and other types of meats typically are better. Plus, they also sell organic. So get to know the prices. Pay attention to the price per pound and know that when there's a sale so that you can go stock up. The organic beef that I've been getting has been about $5 a pound. And the natural chicken with no hormones or antibiotics has been $2.99 a pound at Costco. And I've seen it go over $9 a pound at different places around town. And on those weeks, I might eat more eggs or tuna, tofu or quinoa, fish or even beans. And I know that you know this. Here's a reminder. Never shop when you're hungry. Have you ever gone grocery shopping when you're hungry? What did you get? How much did you spend? You'll always overbuy, and it's mostly snacks that are junky and anything that smells so good that you just need to eat it right now. And even if you need to eat the Costco $1.50 hot dog before you shop, it's worth it. Plus, when you shop when you're hungry, you'll always overeat or you'll binge eat, and then you'll feel completely gross and guilty later, right? So always eat before you shop and stick to your list. So now that you're planning your meals and you know that there's nothing left in your fridge except for the mustard and the ketchup, right? Your list is really important. So I've been using the Microsoft To-Do app as my shopping list for over a decade. I love this app. I actually started using it when I was married. And you can actually sync the list up with another person so you both have the same list. So you both could make changes to it. And it's really helpful. It's more of a to-do list, but it works so great as a shopping list. And each item has a little box next to it. So once you tap the little box, a check mark goes in the box, and then the item automatically gets crossed out and moved to the bottom of the list so that the only things left on your list are the things you didn't get yet. So it's really cool. And then the actual item never deletes unless you delete it. And I love that option because I love to keep all the items that I purchase on my list that way. So when I need to put the item back on my list, I look through my list of all the crossed out items, I touch the little box next to it, and it uncrosses it out and puts it back on my list. And that way, I never need to remember anything. It's all right there. I just look through my crossed out items that are also in alphabetical order, and I just put them back on as needed. It's just so easy and it saves me so much time. So let me know how you do with all of these practical and proactive financial management tips for all the rising food prices. So by implementing all these tips and strategies, you can easily navigate your own economic challenges with your own confidence and ease, which helps you to ensure your own healthy balance between your family's nutrition and your financial stability. Remember, my mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back and invest with confidence and then set your kids up for life. And if you're ready to once and for all take control of your money, it's time to reach out to me. Feel free to either email me at eileen@eileenjoy.com or go ahead and schedule a 90-minute financial power session or a consultation for a personalized one-on-one financial coaching. The scheduling link is on my website, momswhomoney.com, and I'll put it in the show notes as always. I hope you enjoyed today's tips to save money on food. So join me next time as we dive into another fantastic topic in the world of money and mom life. And if you found this valuable, inspiring, and worthy of your time, please take a screenshot of this episode and share it with your friends and family. And thank you so much for being here today. I'm so grateful for you. And please take a moment to thank yourself for being here today and taking the time to invest in yourself. And remember that you are your own best investment. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share on your social media and tag me at Eileen Joy Money Coach so I can see which episodes you're loving. The only way this podcast grows is by you sharing it. Please rate, review, and subscribe down below. See you next week.